Most recently, I visit Tengah New Town. As I look around, the flats here are generally very impressive. There are wide open spaces, plenty of greenery, and seamless pedestrian pathway connecting different parts of the estate together. Some units even come with balconies, and most enjoy decent views from their bedrooms. With Tengah MRT station on the Jurong Regional Line completing soon, I'm very certain that when these flats hit the resale market, demand will be strong. At the same time, I must give credit to HDB for building affordable flats for the masses. With rising HDB resale prices, I'm very sure the lower to middle income family will have difficulties owning their first HDB flat. That's why HDB understand that and build prime, plus and standard flats with different flat types and prices for different segment of income groups. If you have more money, you can easily go for the prime Telok Blangah HDB BTO flats. If you money not enough, you can easily go for Yishun or even Sembawang BTO flats. Here, let's come back to car COE. As we all know, COE prices have been rising over the years. A common explanation is that private hire vehicle driver as well as private hire vehicle operators are buying large number of cars for their own operation, contributing to higher COE prices. Members of the public have also written in to the press to raise their concern. MAS has responded, and I quote, "Financing scheme for the purchase of commercial vehicles, including private hire cars, are exempted from motor vehicle financing restriction, so as not to constrain credit to companies and individuals who rely on such vehicles for their businesses and livelihood." Let me break down the cost of a car. Say a typical car costs around $200,000. MAS has a loan-to-value limit at 70% for all car owners. This means you will need to set aside $60,000 for the down payment. This is okay for those that have disposable cash. But what if you don't have so much cash and still need a car? Will you be going via the PHV route just to own a car and at the same time driving PHV to cover your car installment? Can you see here there are some underlying issues at this junction? Rising car prices, the man on the street cannot afford. Drive PHV long, low or no down payment, who doesn't want? That is why I can't help but wonder, are we adopting a public housing style approach for car stools by indirectly making them more accessible via the PHV route? The intention is good since they are running a businesses. But what about the financial prudency we are always talking about, like in buying any property? My only concern is if more restructuring does occur in Singapore, will we be seeing more PMET jumping on the bandwagon to do PHV? Cars unlike property are not on freehold tenure. They are 10 years depreciating asset. Once you go inside that hole, it can be a real challenge to climb out. Unless you leopard crawl out. Else, how to get out? For fellow Singaporeans, please think twice before embarking on a 10 years liability. Remember, car is always a liability, not an asset.